3:06 on a Tuesday afternoon on the mighty 790 KFGO. We touched on this some yesterday when we had State Senator Jason Frerichs on our program to talk about what was happening down in his corner of the world in Wilmot, South Dakota, but I didn't get a chance to flesh it out a lot. And I did get a chance this morning to kind of peruse the internet and look at some things from South Dakota and really realize the depth of the disaster that is happening or did happen in central and western South Dakota when it comes to cattle and the snowstorm that happened over the weekend that dumped 2 to 3 feet, maybe more in some places of snow in South Dakota. Cattle are dying or are dead by the thousands, maybe tens of thousands. And this is really a story that has become a national story. And to tell us what's happening and tell us about the ranchers and to tell us also some of the problems with the federal government right now as it pertains to this disaster, I want to bring in Sylvia Christian. She is with the South Dakota Stockmen's Association. Sylvia, welcome to the program. And I apologize to start that we have to talk under these circumstances. What an incredible, sad tragedy that's happened across South Dakota, huh?
It is. It's truly horrific, Mike, and I thank you for having me on. I also wish it were under very different circumstances, but I really appreciate you giving us the time and sharing this story and letting the world know what's going on out here.
So what the heck is going on? I got a chance this morning to look at some of the photographs that, you know, either news sites or even just regular people are posting on the internet,
yeah.
And there are photos of dozens of dead cattle in creek bottoms, and there are photos of dozens of dead cattle trying to get over a fence. Or this is bad, Sylvia. Do we know how many cattle are dead, and do we have some sort of count?
We don't have any count right now, and it's been really hard to get any kind of estimate just because even the ranchers don't know what's going on yet. They are still searching for livestock. We have producers out there that are still haven't found anything dead or alive yet. They're looking for cattle. You know, this storm came on so fast and so much harder than was predicted, and it was so early. These cattle didn't have they weren't furred up for the winter yet. They didn't have their hair on. They were soaking wet from rain, though, from 2 inches of rain we'd had before. And then the 2 feet of snow plus 70-mile-an-hour winds really drifted these cattle. It drove them. A lot of them died of exposure. Many of them drowned and suffocated in drifts when they hit road banks or when they ran into fences or into windbreaks. And ranchers had done what they could to put the cattle down in safe areas, get them hay and get them fed before the storm hit. But this was just of such a magnitude that these cattle really just were completely overcome by the storm. We're finding cattle have drifted and wandered 10 miles away from where they originally started. We have cattle that are mixed in with other people's herds. We're finding live cattle that we don't know who they belong to. But the real tragedy is that a lot of ranchers are riding and riding and riding, and all they're finding is dead cattle. And we are looking in the tens of thousands right now, and I really hope it doesn't go up from there, but the potential exists.
Can you give us a geographic area of what we're talking about in South Dakota? I think it's mostly West River, but could you kind of give us the rough geographic area we're talking about, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's mostly West River. You're right about that. It really started, you know, even in northern Nebraska got some damage there as well. They've had some losses. KC and Gillette, Wyoming had some losses. So it's kind of the Black Hills area all the way east over to like Murdo. And then north from there, all the way into North Dakota, the entire western span of the state. I have heard horrific death losses from all the way from Kadoka, Faith, Lemon area, Riva area, Union Center is just has some horrific stories. Hermosa, there's some ranchers there that lost everything. It is across the entire western part of the state, but really kind of isolated to the west. It never made it. It kind of quit snowing at that line from Murdo up through Faith.
Well, and some of the numbers I've seen is that, you know, the early prognosis is that maybe, 3, 4, 5% in some areas. But I've also read, Sylvia, that, you know, in some areas people might have lost up to 20% of their herds. You're saying that some ranchers lost everything. If you just do, how many cattle are in that part of the state? Do you have a number of what was there beforehand? I mean, we're talking millions of head of cattle or what are the numbers?
Yeah, we're talking millions of head. I mean, my kind of rough estimates from looking at the USDA map is that we've got about 1.2 to 1.4 million head in that area. The average, I mean, it just kind of, this is my, I've talked to many, many producers over the last few days. It is normal for me to get reports of 30 to 50% herd loss. And I have heard of many producers that lost upwards of 50% and even their entire herd. There are 200, 300, 400 head herds completely decimated.
Sylvia Christian of the South Dakota Stockmen's Association, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. We're talking about the horrific losses of cattle in western South Dakota. As you heard Sylvia say, there's also been losses in Wyoming, Nebraska, and parts of western North Dakota as well. Have you ever heard of anything like this, Sylvia? I don't know how long that you've been in the cattle business, the stockman's business in South Dakota, but I don't recall in the news ever hearing of a disaster of this magnitude.
You know, Mike, I grew up on a cow-calf operation. I've been out there in snowstorms taking care of those calves and bringing those cattle in. I've been doing it myself, but I've never heard of anything like this. And the ranchers I'm talking to and that have gone through it, they have never heard of anything like this. They've certainly never seen anything like it. And that is really now the visual part of it is really the most stunning. I mean, I'm driving down the highway today. There are cattle carcasses in the ditches everywhere where the cattle drifted. There are cattle hang up in fences strewn out across the flat prairie. And then the most horrific pictures we're seeing is the ranchers that are finding, you know, massive number of cattle that pushed down into draws or down into windbreaks to try to get away. We're finding piles of 100, sometimes even 200 cows in one place that are now coming to light as the snow is melting away.
So,
it is a heartbreaking and heart-wrenching scene out here.
So what are the ranchers doing? How do they move forward from this? Because these are huge. These are generational losses. These are ranches that I presume have been in families for 100 years, more than 100 years.
Yes.
And this, if you lose your entire herd or 50% of the head of cattle you have out there, how do they recover from this, Sylvia? How are they going to move forward?
You know, I stopped at a gas station in Wall this morning and two men came up to me and they looked at me and they said, Sylvia, they said, what do we do? And I just started crying and they were too. And I don't know what to tell them right now. I don't know how to help them. The first thing we're doing right now, Mike, is we need to make sure that the producers who still have cattle out there are able to get to them. Because of the snow melting and the muddy situations, there are still a lot of cattle unaccounted for. So that's kind of the first order of business. We've got to get out to the cattle that are still alive. We need to make sure we're taking care of them, dealing with the stress issues, dealing with some of the lung issues that they've got. The next order of business is that we have got to figure out how to get these carcasses off the streets, off the roads, and out of the pastures and get them disposed of before we have some pretty major disease issues out here. So those are kind of the first order, critical orders of business that we're taking care of right now. Beyond that, I think we also need to talk pretty seriously about some of the mental health of some of these guys, the emotional toll of this on these ranchers that have worked for generations to build these places and are now finding their entire lives ruined. There's overwhelming issues here that need to be talked about. You know, beyond that, long-term or next week, we're looking at we will need some help. We will be calling on people to help, probably to bury carcasses, to help rebuild fences, to help sort and haul cattle back home. We will need help with some of those things, but we're asking people right now to kind of just sit tight till we get a plan in place, because right now there's more critical needs than that, with people still just trying to find what's left of their lives.
And I know, you know, you talk about the mental health part of it. You talk about some of the short-term things and the emotional part of it. And really, actually, you make a great point that, you know, there's still thousands of cattle out there alive that need to be taken care of. But you and I talked earlier, Sylvia, that the government shutdown and the lack of a farm bill right now is also sadly playing into this, because I think that these ranchers, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to have to wait until things get going again with the government to be able to start, you know, going to their local office and saying, look, what should we do here? There's a government issue with the shutdown, right? I mean, this is doubly
and
bad.
And I think that is something that we're going to have to talk about here too. Really, what we're finding right now is that when we've had losses at all from storms, the first thing we ask producers to do is to document their losses and report what they're dealing with to their local FSA office. What we're finding, right, and the FSA offices then are the ones that kind of keep track of what they're finding in each of their counties. They report it. We know what the disaster looks like. Right now, we're telling producers to document, take pictures, but there's nowhere to report to because our FSA offices are closed. And so that's one of our big challenges right now is how do we get this paperwork documented that we're asking people to do and the pictures and stuff, how do we get that stuff documented? The second part of that is that they need that documentation in the event and in the hope that we get a disaster declaration or have livestock disaster programs through the Farm Bill. Those programs are in the Farm Bill. They are funded in the Farm Bill, but the Farm Bill has not been authorized. And so we currently have a situation where we're asking people to do documentation for an insurance program that may or may not exist. And we don't even have an agency where they can file it right now because those people are furloughed and the offices are closed.
Jeez. I mean, it's one thing on top of another. Yeah. Is there any state response? Has the state of South Dakota governmentally said, look, we're going to have to do something here to help these folks, or hasn't it reached that point yet?
Yeah, we actually had our state Department of Agriculture and the governor's office here have been wonderful in reaching out to the producers that we have out here. We had an emergency response meeting yesterday morning. We've been checking in throughout the day since then. And basically, we have National Guard out helping to put up power lines and get power restored because there's still large tracts of area out here that don't have real power back on yet. So that's a real critical need. The National Guard is helping with that right now. The State Animal Industry Board has contracted with and has rendering trucks out right now, picking up carcasses out of the state highway roadways. We have brand inspectors going with those rendering trucks in order to do documentation of ownership so that we don't have to find producers in order to verify it. We can use a brand certificate to do that and start the cleanup process there. That is happening. The state is coordinating with our county emergency management where we're asking producers to call the county emergency management in order to record their losses and have the documentation done there instead of through the FSA offices. And so there is a pretty widespread effort at this point. And it seems today, this afternoon, I'm getting the feeling that we're kind of moving out of this emergency response to actually getting a plan in place for what we need to do over the next week.
Last question, Sylvia, I'll let you go because I know you have a very busy life going on right now. But a text messenger, a listener texts in and says, what are the ranchers expected to do with the cattle? Are they all going to be disposed of and buried, or you know, can anything be saved? Can they get anything out of them at all, Sylvia, or what's the plan for that?
You know, salvaging any of these for usable product is really challenging because we had this horrific snowstorm, but the next day it was 50 degrees and we've not had a frost since. It's currently 70 degrees in western South Dakota, and these animals are laying out in the sun.
Sure.
So there's really nothing we can do with the carcasses that are there. These animals need to be disposed of. They either need to be rendered, they need to be buried, or they need to be burned. And that is something that we will need to help those producers with next week. And please, if you're able to, you know, stay tuned. We will be making some calls next week and asking people if they have equipment to help with that we'll probably be needing some help out in western South Dakota.
Yeah, and Sylvia, I was going to say, if you need, I don't know what we can do for you here in Fargo, but our signal goes down, you know, to Aberdeen and down far into South Dakota and out to Bismarck and western North Dakota. So if you need help or you're looking for volunteers, don't hesitate to call us here at KFGO, and we'll at least get the word out over the airwaves to our listeners who in areas that might be able to help you better maybe than we can here in Fargo, okay?
I really appreciate that, and thanks to all your listeners out there. We've had so many outpourings of concern and support, and we really appreciate it. And definitely we'll let you know when we're ready for some help out here.
Okay. Thank you, Sylvia. Appreciate it. Hang in there.
Thanks so much.
Yep, you bet. Sylvia Christian, she's with the South Dakota Stockmen's Association.